This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Larry Richard with my sidekick this week on St. Patrick's Day, Michael Bartley. And Michael, every Monday at this time, we check in with our Odyssey sports director, the one and only Jeff Hathorn.
He's the best.
You can see Jeff on the radio on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. There he is after Selection Sunday. Looks all calm, cool, and collect.
As he always, morning, no matter Jeff. What he is.
No, wait. So how did this work out, Michael? Did you come in thinking this is one of Larry's 6 months of vacation?
Yeah,
days?
And I said, wait a minute. I said, is Larry in Florida again?
Wow. Okay. All right.
Or Michael, are you the March Madness expert?
No, I'm the St. Patrick's Day expert.
Yeah, we're going to. Yeah. We got our own Pat Septak with his magic accordion coming here shortly.
Yeah, I'm all excited. Jeff, where are you? Why aren't you in the newsroom? Where I miss you.
He's home.
Oh, geez.
He's working 24/7.
I know.
How about Bobby Moe, boys?
Oh, that was gorgeous, wasn't it?
What was that?
That was special to see them, first of all, make the tournament. Andy Tolder, coach, being named the Horizon League Coach of the Year, and now you play Alabama. Big profile opportunity. But I was surprised they're not the only local team that gets to dance.
No, although I won't stir the hornet's nest about an hour south of us because they're really unhappy of not getting in.
Oh.
But about an hour and a half east of us, St. Francis, the Red Flash.
Yeah, the Red Flash.
St. Francis of Loretto. When I first heard St. Francis, I'm thinking it was the other one.
And, you know, Rob Krimmel, he's a great guy. I mean, he grew up in the Altoona area, wanted to play at Penn State, wasn't good enough, so ended up at St. Francis, and it started this love affair with the university. I've talked to him a couple of times. Like, he's good people. I'm happy for them. I mean, they made shirts. What did it say? Like, middle of Nowheresville, PA, or something like that? Because one of the analysts, that's what they said about Loretto. So you can imagine for that community to get a shot at the NCAA tournament. I mean, that's Hoosiers. That's like
it is
victory.
Hoosiers. It that's, is.
That's a great analogy.
It
too,
is.
Because that's a small little community. And, you know, to have this national stage is pretty impressive. So you have the two games that are the play-in games, right? There are 68 teams announced yesterday, and it all begins tomorrow night, right?
Yeah, and Dayton's such a great venue. I don't know if you guys have ever been there. If you held that here, I love our fans. It's probably not going to get the same juice. In Dayton, they love basketball. They love the NCAA tournament. They have this great sized arena. And they get into hosting the first and second rounds, and it makes it a great environment. Pitt was there a couple of years ago. It was awesome. I mean, as far as just the energy in the building. So, it all starts tomorrow. It'll be cool. I mean, to have a couple of names that we can follow going forward, although both are major underdogs.
You want to pick a winner? I know it's early, but people are going to look to you. I'm talking about overall winner, March Madness.
Oh, overall.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Houston.
I'm writing it down, Michael.
I'm going to go
All
with
right.
Houston.
All right. You know who I'm going with?
Who?
It's sort of a it's a quasi underdog, Jeff. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, St. John's.
Ooh.
Rick Pitino. I'm sorry.
Always going for the Saints.
I'm
look at you.
But Rick Pitino, I tell you, this team is rocking.
Done a great job.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's the first Big East tournament win since 1990 for St. John's.
Yeah.
And, you know, St. John's was kind of a dead program, and all of a sudden Pitino comes in and Mr. Whitesuit is able to get it done. Well, that and some NIL money, but I don't want to put anything, you know, I don't want to discredit Rick. I mean, we all can think what we want of him. The guy's a hell of a coach.
Yep, yeah. Absolutely.
Who'd you take, Larry?
I didn't pick yet. I got today to really analyze and study so that I can get involved in one of them pools here at the plant. But meanwhile, Jeff, Mason Rudolph's coming. He's back. He says he's happy to be here. What else is on the Steelers' radar over the weekend that people might have missed? And we still don't know if Aaron Rodgers has made a decision.
Yeah, there's that. By the way, I love the Cam Hayward tweet of the picture of Mason Rudolph. He said, did we just sign John Wick? Because if you look at the picture, it was pretty funny. But signing Mason does not mean they're not looking at another quarterback. So know that.
Joe Flacco?
Yeah, what about this Flacco business?
Yeah, I mean, Flacco would probably back up Mason at this point. I mean, I think they're all in for Aaron. If not Aaron, they'll look at Russ. I don't think that bridge is burned just because he's looking at other options. They'll bring in somebody to compete with Mason. And listen, guys, I go back to 03. Steelers seem ready. You know, they were on the verge of being a Super Bowl team, and they went with Tommy Maddox at quarterback. And people were like, what are they doing? And they ended up being 6-10 and got Ben the next year. So I'm not saying that they're bringing in Mason to fail, but it's not the worst thing, because maybe Mason shows that he has a resurgence like Geno Smith and finds himself here with the Steelers, or they got a chance to take a quarterback next year. And if they have all the pieces in place, they could have that quarterback and all of a sudden be an elite team in the AFC again.
By the way, speaking of elite teams, Pirates are going to open the home season against the New York Yankees on Friday, April 4th. But the regular season, Jeff, as you know, opens on the 27th. At the end of next week in Miami. Today, by the way, we're carrying the game at 1:00 against Minnesota here on the original flagship of your Pirates. So what's the general gist? I think Paul Skenes is pitching today.
Yeah, well, I'm going to confirm that Paul Skenes is going to make the roster this year, unlike last year. he's going to come north with the team.
He is the roster.
You're right. Oh, yeah.
But by the way, I do hate that it's the Yankees opening weekend. I wish the Yankees were like in June as one of those.
Why do you say that? Why? There's such publicity.
Because opening day, you could bring in anybody, and there's going to be excitement for opening day.
Oh, yeah, okay.
But save the Yankees for somewhere down the road. Listen, there are some question marks, obviously, with this team that you like the rotation. Henry Davis is having a nice spring. They're happy about that. It looks like he's going to make the roster, which is a bit of a change. Hopefully, Ke'Bryan Hayes can stay healthy. We'll see how this plays out. I will say this for the Central. The Brewers have taken a step back. I think the Reds and Cubs have taken a step forward, and I think the Cardinals will be a little better, but I think the Pirates will be better too. It's not an unwinnable division, but I think in July, if they're in it, they need to really go in it. And what I mean by that is they need to go find whatever it is that they're lacking and go for it this year if they find themselves in that chance.
Jeff Hathorn, our Odyssey sports director, the hardest working man in sports. Jeff, thank you. I got Houston and with you. Who'd you say? St. John's?
St. John's, yeah.
All right, Jeff, thank you.
Come on, Larry.
Larry, just say it. You know you're going to say Florida.
No, I'm not. Give me one more. I'll tell you tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow,
I need
Jeff.
To do
we'll
some homework.
All right,
this.
We'll find out.
All right.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah,
same to you
too, Jeff.
Same
thank
to you.
You. He does. He's the hardest working man. I'm telling you.
And he is the nicest man in the world.
He is. Next day with my good friend Michael Bartley, through and through as Irish as it gets in this town, from Greenfield.
From the four Greenfields.
And where are your family members?
Galway, Tipperary, all over Ireland. Yeah, and I visit relatives quite a bit in Ireland.
I thought you would have been a Limerick guy to me.
No.
Galway, which I said is south side with an ocean.
Yeah.
Joining us, our own news editor, who is world famous with his accordion play, and this time of year, obviously, Pat Septak gets special requests for this special day.
You've been busy like crazy.
I have. Top of the morning, guys.
Top of the morning.
Yeah. This past week especially, I've been playing every day.
Accordion is really a staple for Irish music.
It really is. Irish, Italian, German, it doesn't really matter. I mean, it's...
But, however, there's one song in this town that you have to play no matter where you go, right? Steelers fight song.
Of course, yes.
How about the Steelers will be in Dublin?
Yes.
That's right. So there is a connection.
Mm-hmm. There is. All right. So what do you got for us? What are some Irish tunes you're going to be playing?
Okay. Well, this is always a good starter for me. Here we go.
All right.
I have goosebumps.
I love when you're as Irish as Michael is, Patrick. It's just
Pat, are you part Irish?
I'm not, even though my name is Patrick.
That's okay. Everyone's Irish today. It's all right.
That's true.
That's okay.
Yes.
Yeah, where are your people from?
I'm half German, half Slovak.
Okay, all right. Pat, but you, no wonder you're so sought after to do the Irish. You really, man. Wait, I didn't realize... Being in a room like this, Larry, how loud that is.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't necessarily need miking in most venues.
It's true.
Especially at the senior centers.
Yeah. Yes, for sure.
Turn it down!
Yeah. In fact, that's what they usually come. Can you turn it down just a little bit?
Oh, they do?
All right, so what else you got for us?
Here we go.
Okay, all right. How about an Irish jig?
Right. Oh, I would love it.
What's the name of it? An Irish jig.
Irish jig, that's what I call
it. The Irish worst woman, they used to call it.
That's right.
You should see Michael Bartley step dancing.
How'd you learn
how to play that?
It looks really hard.
That's a real talent.
Yeah. It is.
It's like a sideways piano. Then there's a whole bunch of other buttons.
Yeah.
Have you played it since you were younger?
Oh yeah, I started when I was nine years old, and so yeah.
And you know
about,
what?
About 5 years ago.
A couple of years ago, Michael, he invested in a new set of Lederhosen, and he put out a video, and it went viral. Now he's got. Oh. A lot of admirers, let's just say that, and we'll leave it at that.
Oh, wow. Pat, you are making my day.
All right, I just love it.
Thank you.
You got time for another one?
Sure, why not? Okay. How about When Irish Eyes Are Small?
Oh, good.
Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm going to cry.
Thank you for the lovely tune. Here's Pat Septak.
Thank you.
before you go, you got to give us a little of the Steeler fight song.
Okay, okay,
we're going to Dublin. We're going to be playing.
That's right.
Down Dublin.
We're going to be down there.
Oh, charge!
We are the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Septak, what a talent.
Pat, thank you so much.
Where are you going to be today, Pat?
Today I'm playing for a nursing home in the North Hills, Highland. It's called Highland Hills Post-Acute Care. And then tonight I'll be playing for the Secular Law Firm in Warrendale.
Oh, nice.
They're having a corporate St. Paddy's Day party.
All right. Well, thanks for bringing in, lugging in your role.
You are so talented.
Thank you.
I'm never going to look at you the same again.
Neither will I. Okay, morning show. In this half hour, we will check in with Marty Griffin.
Martin.
Half Irish, half Italian. Yes. And I'm trying to think of the original name of St. Patrick, who was actually enslaved when Ireland was a pagan island.
Correct. He brought Christianity to Ireland.
And he escaped and then came back as a priest and brought Christianity to
the
Irish.
Right. Yeah, that's right. You know what I forgot about, too, is we have to wish the Shaler Area Marching Band good luck today. Oh, you know what I said?
They're in New York City for the St. Patrick's Day parade there.
And I told you that when I interviewed Kevin on Thursday night, 20,000 people are in the St. Patrick's Day parade in Pittsburgh. You know how many people are in the New York St. Patrick's Day parade? 150,000.
Are you kidding?
Guess how many spectators they have? 2 million.
866-391-1020. If you have a connection to the Shaler High School Marching Band, give us a call. We'd love to check in with them real quick. We still have time.
Yeah, 866-391-1020. I'd love to know. I wonder how they... That's a big honor. This is national television. I'm watching that parade today.
That's a lot of people.
Two million people. And then, not to mention how many millions are going to be watching across the country. In Pittsburgh, Chicago, Boston, all the Irish cities, no doubt about it, yeah.
Tonight, the Ireland Fun Dinner.
Oh, that's fun. Good.
With the Rooney family and... Honor of the late Ambassador Dan Rooney and his wife Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
And the honorees are Chip Ganassi.
Yeah, I love Chip Ganassi. He's a winner. And it's interesting. Pittsburgh is not like the race car city that other cities are. Chip Ganassi is from here, but he's like a rock star in other places compared to here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Indianapolis, if he walked into a restaurant, they bow down, my man.
And he's a winner.
He's a total winner. He really is.
And so also recognized with the Patricia Rooney Award will be Evan Frazier.
Evan Frazier, who's been in the foundation community. He's a really good guy. Yeah. Do you want me to give you a nice little Irish toast for tonight? You ready?
Would you please, Mike?
Are you ready, Larry? Here we go. Ready? May your troubles be less and your blessings be more, and nothing but happiness come through your door.
Simple.
Did you like it?
I did.
Okay, ready? Here we go. One more. Ready? To all the days here and after, may they be filled with fond memories, happiness, and laughter.
There's an old school Irish comedian named Hal Roach.
Oh, Hal Roach.
You remember
that? I totally know who Hal Roach is.
Then listen to this.
Yeah.
The lady teacher said to this little boy, she said, "Now, son, if I lay 6 eggs there and I lay 11 eggs over there, how many eggs would I have altogether?" And the kid said, "I don't believe you can do it."
All right.
The teacher said to the children, "If God were to walk in here right now into the classroom, what would you do? What would you say?" And this little girl said, "I'd surprise him. I'd walk up to him and I would tap him on the shoulder, and quickly when he turned round, I would hand him the Bible and I would say, 'Jesus, this is your life.'"
Oh, we're not done yet.
Oh, okay, good.
When the bishop is confirming the boys and girls, it is customary for him to ask them questions relating to religion. And the teacher said, the bishop said to the boy, "Give me your definition of the Blessed Trinity." And the boy said, "One in three and three in one." The bishop said, "I don't understand." And the kid said, "You're not supposed to understand. It's a mystery." He said to this boy, "Who in Greek mythology was half man, half animal?" He said, "Buffalo Bill."
All right.
Oh, dear God, write it down. It's a good one.
Write it down. All right, one more.
All right.
They were having a lesson on India, and the teacher said to this boy, "What's Gandhi's first name?" He said, "Goosey Goosey."
Simple, but Irish humor.
Al Roacher was a legend.
He had a couple of lines like, "Are you reading that newspaper you're sitting on?"
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I thought it was you, but when I caught up to you, you were gone. And it was one about, "From dust you came and dust you shall return. If that's the case, I don't know who's coming and going under my bed."
I loved him. Oh, he was so simple.
Great stuff.
Great stuff.
Michael Bardley's going to be with me all week through Thursday.
Through Thursday. I'll be here through Thursday.
Why were you sentenced to this?
I don't know yet. We'll have to figure it out.
All right.
All right. But we had fun today, didn't we?
Yes. And we're going to check in with that other Irishman.
Oh, here he comes.
Coming up.
Oh,
Martin
boy.
Griffin
Martin.
Coming up.
Hello, Martin.
Baseball, we've got Pirates playing at 1 o'clock against the Minnesota Twins.
Oh, Marty has an abbreviated show.
Yes, he does.
He's going to go for Guinness and corned beef after.
Wish they could have abbreviated what I was just listening to with you two. Damn.
Don't come in here starting
My
trouble.
My son had norovirus all weekend. I'd rather hear that again.
You need Sniper.
Oh, Sniper.
By the way, this is how ignorant people can be. Like this guy, like he's trying to catch Michael, who I love, Bartley. You know we're boys. I think it should require that Michael Bartley always let the listeners know about his Democratic Party affiliation when he's talking politics.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Who said that? Oh, one of your boys.
No, one of these angry people.
Oh, geez. Hey, that's fine. I always do anyway.
Why the hell are you bragging about a Steeler ticket for the game in Ireland? Jerk, jag off is pretty much what he's saying.
Is that what he's saying? Is that what he's mad about?
This is your one listener. Now he's gone.
Now he's gone. It's your one listener. Now he's gone.
Do you have a ticket?
Tell him to. Not. We don't even know the date of the game yet.
This boy says you have inside tickets from the Post Gazette.
Oh no, that was the Tribune Review, not the Post Gazette.
What's wrong with
it was
these
the Trib.
People?
What about ticket?
That was my
call. Ticket Nick.
No, that was
he'll hook
that's
you
my,
up.
My NFL friend.
Here's the thing about the Irish.
Yeah.
They're wonderful people. And I had the greatest experiences of my life. I had 44 first cousins and my grandfather and grandmother from Ireland, Galway. And they had, my man, we'd have 100 people at their house on St. Patrick's Day. It was, you know, people say the Irish are drunks. Fine. There are people that drink.
But
people drink
at every. But not all. It's a stereotype.
People drink in every culture. But what they are and what they were and what they meant to me was an unbelievable taste and touch and feel for what family meant.
Absolutely true.
Man, my grandfather was a legend. A legend. And I'll never forget it. I was a little kid. I was the last person who saw him alive. I'll never forget it. I was walking home from school. I was in sixth grade. And Pittsburgh police were carrying him out of the house on a chair. Kind of antiquated. He had a heart attack. And I was the last person who saw my grandfather, Matthew Griffin, alive. And my grandmother mourned his death for 2 years with the rosary beads
easy.
And the holy water.
Oh,
and,
easy.
Understood.
When you're that age, and I had Irish nun cousins, yeah. Aunt Maggie, And you don't realize that greatness. I don't think until
they gave
you
us the faith too, Marty. Oh. They showed us that.
My grandparents, they went to church every single day.
Yep.
And then once all their friends started dying, honestly, you know how this happens, Bart. It comes in waves. They went to like 5 wakes a week.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
And so they were hammered 5 days a week.
I know. So they love funerals. Marty. They love funerals.
It was insane.
They do.
Coming up.
But I love the Irish.
Me too.